Thank you, Madam Chair, and I wish to thank all of you for the questions, and I will see if I can answer them in order asked. With respect to the question on, I think it was from the EU, on the paragraph on the overall orientation, the reference to human rights and gender, one of the issues we've had is that this was taken out by the Committee of Program Coordination last year when we submitted it. So this year, when we submitted the draft, we attempted not to put it back in. But clearly, if the member states wanted, we'll put it in, and the CPC will again interject itself in the process in New York. But that's at the level in which that particular reference was removed. Again, the conversation about 12.2, we take that into, we'll make note of it, and we will speak with the Office of the Secretary General and see what we can do in order to adjust that with respect to the divergence. I think you've pointed out the distinction between what's in the statistics information and what is here. So this, we will take it up with them. With respect to juice cans, some important points made there. I think it's difficult to capture the full universe of interactions, because I keep coming back to the question of the format of this document. The format is intended for New York, and they do not allow a great deal of divergence in terms of the kinds of information we put in when you compare to all the other departments and entities of the UN Secretariat. So that's where you'll find a narrowing of the path and not as much information available. But the suggestions you've made on how we interact with OECD and WTO will take into account to expand on the information that's already here. In terms of an expanded bit of information, I think that may be difficult, but we will see. I think you're talking about the language adjustments. And I would welcome getting the suggestion made so that we can reflect it properly. And with respect to the question asked by the delegate from Cuba, quite correctly, if any resolution has come up later, before we closed the drafting and was submitted to you, it would not be captured here. So all the resolutions that got passed last year towards the latter part of the year, we wouldn't have captured. So now when the process is consolidated and before the fascicle is issued in April, the Office of the Secretary General in New York and OPBA will make sure all the mandates referred are correct and up to date. So there is a mechanism for capturing it. Unfortunately, this early in the process, we don't have access to that. And that is regrettable, but hopefully it can be addressed in that way. Those, I think, were the three key questions that I responded to. Thank you, Madam Chair.